Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
9:37. Dean Richards back in the old Sunday saddle again. Thank you, Jim Toronto, filling in last week. Appreciate it. And we continue with all of our regular features, including our All Things COVID segment this week with Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University. Dr. Murphy, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Dean.
Nice to have you with us here today. I guess the big COVID story this morning is the announcement that President Biden has tested positive for COVID again. He had tested positive like maybe 10 days ago, something like that, then tested negative, and is now testing positive again. Can you explain that whole thing?
Well, he's relapsed is basically what happened. The same thing happened to Dr. Anthony Fauci. He reported that about a month ago. 82-year-old Dr. Fauci, 79-year-old President Biden. And the same thing actually happened to me in March. So what happens, we don't know exactly what percentage. Somewhere between, it's a low percentage, 1 to 2, maybe 5% at the most. They get better on treatment with this Paxlovid. They've been vaccinated. You know, everything is going fine. They come off, they get better. They come off the Paxlovid, and it all comes back. And what does that mean? It means they needed a longer time on treatment. That's what it means.
So it's a continuation of the original virus that they had, not a second infection, that they test positive, then test negative, and then get reinfected over again. It's a continuation of
because these people are in isolation already, or they're wearing their mask like they're supposed to in that 10-day period. So it's most likely a relapse.
So it's a small percentage of people that are getting it, but it, just reinforces that even though you are vaccinated and double boosted, presumably the way the president, and Dr. Fauci, and you, among others, all have been, that, all of that doesn't mean that you're not going to get it in the first place, and in fact may mean that even though you test negative, that it could come back on you again.
It could come back. And the big question is, should you take Paxlovid again? There have been some studies looking at if you develop resistance to the drug, and that doesn't appear to be the case. However, the way the government is distributing the drug for free, you know, the government has bought all the doses. You can just get it with a prescription for no cost. They're not allowing you to get a second course, which is ridiculous. The government needs to get out of, mandating when and where a person should take this drug.
Yeah, that should be left to the doctors, right? The physicians.
Right. It should be up to the doctor. Yeah. I mean, we do this all the time. People relapse from all sorts of things. There should be no big surprise here. But the surprise to me is that the government is not allowing people to take a second course. Although I took a second course, and Dr. Fauci took a second course, and I don't know about Biden yet, but I would imagine that he's being treated for a second course. So maybe this will change the policy.
Well, right now, the White House physician, a Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says the president is not experiencing symptoms, that he feels well, and he doesn't feel there's any reason to reinstate treatment with Paxlovid at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's his personal decision, and that's fine.
Yeah, he is back under strict isolation procedures.
When I relapsed, my symptoms actually got worse than the first time. And Fauci, too, he said he got ill again. So, you know, maybe it's just those Biden is... asymptomatic, has no symptoms, and so maybe he doesn't need it. But, it's up to the doctor and the patient.
Yeah. If in the time that he tested negative, it was several days until he tested positive again. During that time, when he had now seemingly emerged from COVID and tested negative, he was probably around people. He probably was not isolating.
He should have been. He was wearing a mask, though.
Okay.
A good, you know, that's the recommendation. Wear a good mask during that that period of time.
Because
he probably wasn't really infecting people.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, that if he thought he is now negative and relaxed his protections, he, in theory, was really still quite contagious if he was still, if that virus was still
right.
living in him before it reemerged.
Well, Dean, you're bringing up another whole issue. So the test that they're doing is the antigen test, the at-home test, the easy test that people can just go buy, not the PCR test. That'll stay positive for many weeks or months. But this antigen test, it is correlated with more active infection. So if a person has has that test being positive, I mean, there's a much higher likelihood that they're still contagious. Hasn't been definitively proven, but, I mean, it's not a good sign. Let's put it that way.
And really just kind of emphasizing what we knew in the first place, that we're learning about this day to day, right? We're learning
right.
these things
yeah, exactly.
every single day. You know, this is not something that's been around for years or decades. And, you know, we know we're learning new things about COVID and how to treat it all of the time.
I
saw an interesting article, though, about the way that we handled the COVID vaccinations when those first became available. We you know, bought them up like crazy here in the U.S., and in the beginning, we're not sharing with them. This article that I read said that apparently we're repeating that same thing now with monkeypox vaccines. It's the same thing. Was there a problem? I remember that you were not completely happy with the distribution of vaccinations and how all of that was handled in the very beginning.
With COVID?
Yeah.
I mean, the rollout of the vaccines was very bumpy. And remember, the United States government actually pre-purchased many of these vaccines, including the Pfizer vaccine, before any of them were approved. $1.9 billion. Just to Pfizer.
Yeah.
So although they didn't invest in the research like they did with Moderna, they pre-bought these vaccines. And then the rollout was very bumpy. I don't know if you remember, but there were people, you know, there were people in Illinois driving to Quincy, Illinois from Chicago.
Right.
Or Carbondale, where there was fewer people that wanted to take the vaccine, just to get the vaccine. The people were hustling all over the place. And working the system to get the vaccine because more people wanted it than was available. This ultimately worked out to the point where we had more vaccine than people that wanted it. That's actually the place we want to be.
Right.
And, you know, we still have plenty of vaccine around. Now, move to monkeypox. You know, there was a very small stockpile of the Jynneos vaccine by Bavarian Nordic. This is a small company in Europe. But they make the safer version of the vaccine. And the rollout of that has been really very poor.
Interesting that we didn't learn from our mistakes from COVID.
Yeah, we don't. Because we use the same arcane systems that we have in place that have gotten us through many other crises, but they don't work in any kind of epidemic or pandemic. You know, look at this. We have the White House making recommendations, all right? We've got the CDC making recommendations. We've got the FDA making recommendations and giving final approval. Why can't all these people just be in the same room? Why does this have to go through this kind of artificial, cumbersome approval process?
Right.
Why can't there be like a war room where everybody's together and they decide what's the best way to do this without bumping into one administrative silo after another?
Yeah.
You know, this rollout of these Jynneos vaccines has really been really bad. And, you know, these vaccines are needed now. If we don't get this out there now, this thing will become, which it may already have, endemic in certain populations in the United States already. In other words, it may never go away.
again, not learning from our mistakes with COVID, where mm-hmm. we may have been able to control COVID better had we handled it better in the very beginning. Your questions for Dr. Robert Murphy after the break, 312-981-7200 to call or text. We'll be right back.
Chicago's very own WGN.
And we are back now at 9:50 with Dr. Robert Murphy, Professor of Infectious Diseases, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. And your questions at 312-981-7200 on text or on the phone line. Tom, thank you for holding on. You're on with Dr. Murphy.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
My question is about testing. And say I test positive. I quarantine. And my company wants me to test negative 3 days straight. I go get tested, and it comes back positive again. Is that considered another COVID case?
It depends on what your symptoms are. If you the typical scenario is you test positive, and you feel sick, and then you get better within a few days, and your antigen test should turn positive. Should turn from positive to negative, and then so for the first 5 days you're supposed to be in isolation, and the second 5 days you're supposed to be you can go back to work, no matter what your test result. If you wear a, quote, good-fitting mask, and then at 10 days, if your symptoms are gone, you're free and clear. You're back to normal. There's nothing in any of the guidelines that say you have to be tested 3 times negative, like what you just told me your company told you.
I don't think you understand what I said.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Please repeat it.
The full-blown pandemic. I test positive. Say I test positive. Yeah. I quarantine.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go get tested to go back to work. If I test positive again, does that count as another COVID case?
No.
It doesn't? It just extends onward?
No, it just extends onwards. Not everybody clears their test, but the test is not required according to the CDC guidelines.
Tom, thank you for the call. Appreciate your call. I want to get to as many calls as possible, and it just seems like we're going around and around with that one. Here's Rose. Yeah. You're next with Dr. Murphy on WGN.
Yes, hello. I'm hello. Going on. Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay. I'm here. I'm going on my sixth for the set. I've had my dog is barking. I'm sorry. I've had only one shot, okay? And I'm going on 5 months. Now, do I wait for the other? Do I go for my second shot?
Okay.
Or do I wait for that medicine to come through in 5 months?
Yeah, the new. September.
I understand.
Okay,
yeah, this
thank
is
you.
The most common. Thank you very much for your question. And your question is the most common question we get today.
Okay.
I'm due for the shot now. Should I take the vaccine now, or should I wait till mid or late September and get the new version?
Right.
I think because COVID is so transmissible now, take your shot today. All right.
Okay.
And then
okay.
In 5 months, you take the new one. That new one is it's going to be around for everybody. So, but I would be up to date on your vaccines as soon as possible because there's so much transmission, and the vaccines really will, even the current ones will help you. Okay.
People's concerns,
right.
Doctor, are that, you know, they get the vaccination now, you know, maybe or maybe not. They may have some side effects as a result of it. Sometimes there's
right.
cost. Sometimes there's not. Is it worth the risk, I guess, of, you know, taking a chance? If you get something between now and, you know, whenever
right.
in September, this new thing, you're going to say, boy, I should have gotten the booster. I shouldn't have waited.
Right. But
go ahead.
Should I get a test to see if I have COVID, even though I don't have any symptoms, before
no.
I get the shot? No.
No, just get
okay.
the shot. Yeah, just get the shot.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Now,
bye.
I'm not a doctor, Rose, but my prescription is you take care of that barking dog, because that seems like a much greater problem in your house right now. Another question on our text line for Dr. Murphy. I had COVID in January of this year. I was fine, but a month ago, I developed a bad taste in my mouth. Could that be an after effect of COVID? I've never heard of that.
I have never heard of that either. Usually that taste problem, the lack of taste and smell, occurs early with the COVID itself. To have it appear later would be very unusual, but, you know, it's a crazy disease, so it's possible.
Goes back to we're learning new things all the time. I know people who lost their taste and smell during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost a year later for some of these people, and they're still experiencing the same thing.
I know. It's really terrible. It's very difficult. These people have a hard time.
Yeah. Another question on the text line from the 269 area code. If Paxlovid only treats COVID, only pauses COVID, if it only pauses COVID, why bother taking it?
No, it doesn't only pause COVID. It kills COVID. It's an antiviral that's quite potent and has been shown to really decrease the symptoms faster, decrease the test positivity, decrease the hospitalization rate, and improve survival. It's a very potent drug.
219 area code asks, do you have information on that new vaccine patch? Well, yeah, what happened to that?
Well, there's almost 100 vaccines in development, including patches, nasal sprays, throat sprays, you name it. So, you know, they just haven't gotten far enough down the development pipeline to be out there just yet.
Okay. And someone is asking on our text line, is there any more talk about free COVID tests at home? $44 is pretty steep. Yeah, see, this is what I was talking about, where people are concerned mm-hmm. about getting a booster shot now and maybe, you know, having to pay for it and then getting, you know, wanting something new and improved when it comes out in a month.
Well, I understand. Well, the vaccines are free. The U.S. government has purchased all the vaccines, so there's no charge for the vaccine, and you don't need a test unless you have symptoms. All right. So, and the government is still giving out these test kits. You have to go online to find them. And the companies now have to give you, I forgot the number, but they have to give you so many test kits on your insurance policy per year. That's a federal law.
Okay. So the cost really is not an issue then. If you know where to look.
Yeah. It shouldn't be if you know where to look, and there's plenty of places that can do it for free too.
Yeah. Okay. Great information as always. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. Hope you have a great Sunday today, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right.
There is Dr. Robert Murphy. Some really good questions today. Interesting questions.